it's surreal. I mean, I have admittedly mixed feelings about the place to begin with, but it was very, you know, I don't know. It was, I think heartbreaking is just too much of a, too light of a word. It was just devastating to see all these things that you grew up seeing and playing around as a kid, and just completely leveled and flattened, and homes and the churches and the bank. And the funny thing is, those things are kind of institutions, you know. The bank was the bank. It wasn't like here growing up in modern times when you have 6, 7, 8, 9 different branches of a bank and they're all over the town. There was a bank. There were two banks, actually, and both of them were destroyed. And a courthouse, and then even this old statue, which I think was a World War I statue, completely taken off. And so it's just, you're going through there and every building is just completely destroyed around the street.
And once you got to the shelter, what kind of medical care did you find that people needed?
The need at that time wasn't emergency care, because I think immediately after the storm, the people who were there who were not trapped were identified, taken to hospitals, triaged and released or sent on to hospitals. So we were starting to see the after effects, which are mundane but important. Case in point, a patient who has dialysis, who lives in low-income housing, whose car was destroyed, who just moved to the county, who goes to a dialysis center 40 minutes away. So before, they were driving back and forth 3 times a week. So now we have a lady who is on dialysis in a shelter with no means to get to her dialysis. All these people started trickling in, same story. That was taking up a lot of time. A few people would come in with injuries and mental health.
Yeah. I mean, I'd imagine, I know that's not your field, but I'd imagine you saw some people who did need some care with that.
Well, there were people that I think clearly were somatizing the trauma of the event with, you know, a lot of, I feel nauseous, I feel, you know, I don't feel right. You know, that was kind of the complaint. They couldn't articulate it, so they kind of came in with those symptoms. And then we had patients who had serious mental health issues, schizophrenia, who were now in a shelter, who needed their medications, who, if they didn't get their medications, were going to have behavioral issues. And it was, so, you know, we had a great team of people who just really identified, you know, went around, adapted and overcame and went around roadblocks in the broken system and really fixed, you know, the immediate needs of these people.
Well, and now, I mean, the kind of initial shock is, you know, going to wear off over the next couple of weeks, and the town will, what's next for West Liberty, and what do people there need, you know, if people want to help?
I don't think that things like the food and the water is going to be the need. I mean, that's going to be the, what I call the sexy aspect of this kind of problem. You know, it's exciting, there's a need, let's all pull together and get a truckload of water. Well, when I went there, there was literally a stack of water taller than me stretching the entire length of the school just sitting outside. And it was just there, and there were truckloads coming in and food being trucked in. But how is that going to get to the need? The need is going to be, in the long term, displaced people. Where are they going to live? Cars. If their cars were destroyed, you're talking about a rural community where it takes you 20 minutes to get anywhere, and that's if you live in town. There are no buses, there are no public transportation, so if they don't have a car, they're cut off. I think going forward, I'd like to identify, try to figure out how to manage resources in such a way that you're going to help the most affected people. The town itself, I have no idea. I don't think they know what to do. It's just gone, so they're going to have to clear most of those buildings and start over. And all the businesses on that town, they were already marginally hanging on, so I have no idea whether they're going to, I don't know. I don't know if it'll be there. I don't know. Probably. They're tough. They're stubborn. I think they would probably not allow that to happen.